Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's a lot of it. I want to start in Colorado. Very favorable development out there. That was one of the states that the conspiracy theory lawyers had brought a lawsuit to try to overturn the results of the election in Colorado in that case. Of course, they lost, and there was a motion for sanctions to have them pay the attorney's fees of the lawyers that had to defend a frivolous case. And just to review the bidding on this, the law in the United States is that each side basically absorbs or eats his own attorney's fees. Even if you win or lose, each side has to absorb his own attorney's fees. In England, in the UK, that is not the case. In the UK, the winner gets his attorney's fees paid by the loser. And that's why there are fewer lawsuits, because people are afraid to bring a suit. If they lose, they have to pay double attorney's fees. Well, there are exceptions in the United States. One exception are in discrimination cases, especially race discrimination cases. If you win, you get your attorney's fees paid. And there is another exception that is very rare. And that is, if you bring a case that is so flatly frivolous that it's a waste of the court's time and a waste of the other party's time, that it's basically harassment, then you can be ordered to pay the attorney's fees of the people that had to defend such a frivolous case. And that's what happened out in Colorado. And the federal judge out there, Reed Neurider, these are the people that attacked Dominion, Facebook. They sued the governors, senators, secretaries of states in the states that went for Biden. And they said there was a conspiracy, and that was false. They said there was a conspiracy among Dominion, Facebook, the governors of Colorado and Wisconsin and everywhere else where Biden won, senators of those states, secretaries of state, just a long laundry list. And the judge dismissed it, obviously, and all of those cases were dismissed. They were fraudulent. But in this particular case, the judge said, you know what? And this is a great quotation. He said, the complaint is one enormous conspiracy theory. That's what he said. In other words, the complaint itself is the conspiracy theory. He said this case was brought in bad faith, and the defendants are going to have a portion of their attorney's fees paid by these frivolous plaintiffs and their lawyers. There are motions like that pending in Michigan and elsewhere. Remember the Sidney Powells and the Lynn Woods? Remember those people? Those are lawyers. Well, Rudy Giuliani had his license to practice law suspended in New York and in Washington, D.C., for lying about the election. In other words, people in general can lie. It's not a good idea, but they can lie. First Amendment protection, unless it defames someone. The exceptions are you can't do it under oath. That's perjury. And you can't do it to a police officer. If a police officer comes up to you and says, what's your name and address? You give him a false name and address. Believe it or not, that's a felony. That's a felony. You're better off just not answering, saying, I choose not to answer, than to lie. But in general, the average person can go around, you turn on television, and you see a lot of people at these Trump rallies shouting, it was stolen, and the people on the other side stole it. That kind of thing is false. They can do that. But when you enter a courtroom as a lawyer, you are held to a higher standard of conduct. When a layman, a non-lawyer, goes into a courtroom, gets on the stand and takes the oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They better tell the truth, because that would be perjury if they don't. But a lawyer can't even do it, can't even lie, even when he's not under oath. He can't get up there and say, "Your Honor, my name is Attorney Lynn Wood," or "My name is Attorney Sidney Powell, and I'm here to argue a motion to set aside this election because there was a conspiracy among Dominion, Facebook, the governor of Colorado, the senators from Colorado, and the Secretary of State, because here's what they did. There was a secret portal in the back of Dominion, blah, blah, blah. There was a satellite directed by the military in Italy that changed votes." This is the kind of stuff that was said in a lot of these things. And some there, some in Michigan, and some elsewhere. If you utter those words as a lawyer, you haven't been put under oath. You haven't been sworn. Doesn't matter. You have lied to the court. It is a frivolous, frivolous complaint. And you will have to pay the attorney's fees of the people that had to prepare the defense, had to show up in court. And I mean, the sad thing in this is that there's no prohibition by the court anyway of your being reimbursed for those attorney's fees if some right-wing group wants to step up and protect you. There are constraints on whether or not they can use some PAC money and all that. I don't want to get into all of the election law on finance on this, but basically these people have been sanctioned, these lawyers and these plaintiffs. And I'll tell you what, I would go one step further. He hasn't done that yet out in Colorado, but there are other courts considering it. A court can say, quote, "You may not practice law in my court again," end quote. "You may not practice law in my court again." Now, they can't do it just because they're in a SNP. They can't do it because they don't like you. They can't do it for discriminatory reasons. But if you come into somebody's court and you lie as a lawyer and you bring a frivolous lawsuit, they will charge attorney's fees. And if they think it's egregious enough, they have a wide range of sanctions, a very wide range of sanctions. I once represented a client where somebody kept filing frivolous complaints against him, totally frivolous, and didn't use a lawyer, did it on his own, didn't have any money, so you couldn't get attorney's fees out of him. So I asked the court to enter an order that said that he couldn't even file a lawsuit against my client for any reason without the prior approval of the court. Couldn't even give it to the clerk. Court can do that. And the court did enter that order. And it shut the guy up because this guy was a criminal and this guy was doing it for harassing purposes. And if he ever had a legitimate lawsuit, he can give it to the court's clerk. That is not the clerk of courts where it's filed in the normal system. Put it on the judge's desk. The judge reads it. And he said, "This is another nutcase thing. No, you can't do it." Judges have a lot of power. They should not abuse the power. It should not be done because they're in a SNIT. Should not be done because they don't like somebody, and should not be done for discriminatory reasons. And there are ways of correcting that if it happens. But you have a bunch of nut jobs like Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and these people that go in and flat out lie. They're being sued for over $1 billion by Dominion for diminishing their product, saying that there was a secret portal in the back that somehow changed votes. That was false and it hurt Dominion. Suing Facebook, suing the governors, senators, secretaries of state, all allegedly in a conspiracy to elect Joe Biden and not Donald Trump. And there's no facts to show it at all. And a lot of these secretaries of state around the country and the governors were Republicans. Governor of Arizona, Republican. Secretary of State, Democrat. Georgia, both the Republican governor and the Republican Secretary of State certified the election, and on and on and on. So you can't just go with a blunderbuss, and that is what happened out in Colorado. And it's a very, very welcome development, a very welcome development. That's going to be followed up by decisions in Michigan. This can be followed up by decisions in a lot of other places, and I'm glad to see it. One quick note I want to put in here on foreign policy in China. slightly disturbing thing. In the South China Sea, China is trying to basically claim all of the South China Sea and execute tolls on every ship that goes through. $3.5 trillion a year in trade goes through the South China Sea. So what they've done is they've constructed these fake islands. You look at an ocean or a sea, and it looks like it's real deep. It can be very, very shallow in some cases, and they pour a lot of dirt there, make an island. They mount some guns on it, and they say, okay, this is China too. You can't come within 12 miles. And this is all over the South China Sea. The U.S. Navy sends ships all the way through, contesting that 12-mile limit. The UK aircraft carrier task force, the Queen Elizabeth, just went through the South China Sea, is going back to merry old England, and they chickened out. They did not go within 12 miles of any of these islands. They sent a weak signal to China. Right now, we're the only ones standing up for it there. Japan is on our side, of course, South Korea, Vietnam, and the Philippines. This is an area that interests me. It's very, very important. We're going to keep an eye on this as we go forward. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.